how we're, well, I want us to be more specific about how, but also we don't necessarily know all those specifics. So, but explaining that, you know what I mean? Because I feel like I don't want to give this like misleading tone of like, this is exactly what we're going to do. When really we need to figure that out still. So does that make sense what I'm asking? So let's just start by opening it up. I want to see what thoughts are people are bringing in to the meeting regarding this statement. And maybe let me stop share just for a moment just so that we can see each other better. Who'd like to start?
I agree with you, Candace, that I think we absolutely should join in calling for police to stop using these kinds of force against protesters. So I know that might be, you know, if that's controversial at all, we can talk about that. But yeah, I'll jump in and say I support that statement being in there.
I'll jump in because I think I was behind some of a lot of those edits. I didn't mean to necessarily remove that statement. I was trying to get all of the examples out so that the statement was more general and not so focused on the protests. So if the CRC members agree to the statement itself, I'm happy for it to be in there the way it is.
I like the statement as it's written right now. I think if we look into, you know, within a work group of having a more data-driven response to ceasing all use of tear gas, for example, moving forward, I think that should be backed up with some more substance, but I really like the text of this for today.
Yeah, I think that's the tricky place that I'm at. Like, there's obviously the urgency to get something out, and I have been in like statement hell, I'm not even gonna lie. I have been in like all these work groups for all these statements, and it gets really complicated. And what I have learned over the last week is short is better, to the point is better. Like, people want to hear the spirit of it, and you know, people, I don't think necessarily expect us to have every single detailed thing out, but it's that commitment that we're making that's important. And I mean, I think we have outlined a couple of specific ways that people can get involved, which I also think is good to just have a statement that says, like, you know, these systems exist, we are here on these boards, and we're calling on you to join us and help us, because the more of the people that stand behind this work, the easier it is for us to do it. So, okay. So then I added that sentence at the end of the paragraph that made the most sense to me, which was the one about the force on protesters. So I just added the "we join city leaders and community members in demanding that PPD cease to use non-lethal force on protests such as tear gas, flashbangs, and rubber bullets." Does that capture it? Am I saying it right? I just want to make sure that that's like saying non-lethal force. Like, is that how we say it?
I might question the non-lethal. I don't know if we definitely need that.
Yeah.
Before the word force there.
I agree. I just wasn't sure like how to, like, is saying just use of force okay? Or is there another way anybody would phrase it?
I added a comment. I just went back into like version control, and the comment that I added is just how the text appeared in the last version where it was there. We don't have to go back to that way, but I, you know, that's another thing that we could consider.
I'll share my screen again. So in this moment, we're showing solidarity across the country is critical to this movement. We cannot and should not be tolerating the use or threat of excessive force. Non-lethal weapons are still weapons, and we urge the Portland Police Bureau to cease all usage of tear gas, flashbangs, rubber bullets, and other harmful crowd control tools immediately and allow the people to protest in peace. I like how that was originally phrased. It does have that non-lethal back in there again, which I think we can address. But I think that I like the spirit of what that's saying, because it goes with the first part here with, while these demonstrations are first and foremost about the worth of Black lives, the response to them is also illuminating a troubling pattern of police violence against protesters that interferes with public safety and freedom of speech. I think that goes hand in hand. So why don't I just copy it in here for now, and then we can workshop it real quick.
And this is where I would recommend adding immediately on protesters or something there that's a little bit more focused on this response to the events taking place, rather than saying, which I think we could get to over the course of the coming weeks and months, you know, stop using tear gas. But I want to be clear that this is a response immediately on protesters.
So you're saying immediate, like the word immediate is probably good to put in there, so that we're saying that we're talking about right now. Is that what you mean?
No, it's there, just towards the end of that, towards the end, and other harmful crowd control tools immediately.
Oh.
On protesters or on, you know, during, maybe that's clear. I just want to make sure it's not just a general open statement that we're asking them to immediately stop using them, no matter what, moving forward.
Yeah.
Going along with that, we could just, we can add after the word immediately on protesters and delete and allow the people to protest in peace, because that would be a little bit redundant at that point anyway, if folks feel good about that.
That sounds great to me.
Taking this out. So in this moment, we're showing solidarity across the country is critical to this movement. We cannot and should not be tolerating use or threat of excessive force. Non-lethal weapons are still weapons, and we join city leaders and community members to urge the Portland Police Bureau to cease all usage of tear gas, flashbangs, rubber bullets, and other harmful crowd control tools immediately.
Hey, Candace.
Yeah.
I do think it's important, and it might add some weight, to acknowledge also the circumstances that we're in, the use of tear gas, which affects the respiratory system of those subject to it, during a global pandemic is atrocious.
Yeah.
I do think if we add a sentence after that, acknowledging the cruelty or the inappropriateness, some word, but I do think adding weight to say the use of this tear gas in this time in a global pandemic against citizens exercising their First Amendment rights is antithetical to the values we hold as a community. Just to give it a little more, just to stress it a little more, because I think that is an incredibly important point. I mean, I do think it's important to express solidarity and you know, state our intentions, but I think this, it's such a big issue.
Can someone help me workshop this in here? The language, I started to write it and then I lost my train of thought. Like the use of tear gas in this time. Yeah, I need help. You want to rephrase that, Andy?
Yeah, let me think. The use of tear gas the use of tear gas, comma, which affects the respiratory system of those who are subject to it, comma, during a global pandemic is antithetical to our values as a community and puts people's lives in danger for exercising their First Amendment rights. I'm kind of spitballing and very tired, so feel free to tweak that if anybody has any other comments.
All right, so let's look at it how it is. Have thoughts?
This is very pedantic. I would say we should capitalize First Amendment.
Okay.
Agreed.
I'm happy to be overruled here, but I wonder if taking away in this moment would strengthen the statement to show that it's not just now that we're feeling this way, that it's, you know, that it's not, it doesn't just relate to the protests that are happening now, but any protests that happen at any time in Portugal.
So just saying, starting with showing?
Yes.
Like that? I don't mind that edit. Is that cool?
Or even solidarity is critical to this movement. And now it's getting.
We are losing a little bit of the integrity of the sentence structure.
Yeah. I mean, we could add change that comma to a semicolon or something like that.
But. Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah. Like that?
Semicolon.
Oh. Got it.
We have a comment in the chat. Someone is expressing concern that including these specific examples would open up the police to the use of, for example, fire hoses and batons. Are we okay with that? My response to that would be that we do have a catch-all, you know, tear gas, flashbangs, rubber bullets, and other harmful crowd control tools. So from my perspective, I think we're covered, but I wanted to bring that comment forward since I saw it. So if anyone else has responses to that or concerns.
Doesn't the directive prevent the use of fire hoses? I'm thinking of from memory. I don't have it open in front of me, but is that?
I don't know off the top of my head.
There was just a chat. It's against PPP. I think that's right. Someone just chatted. It's against PPP policy to use fire hoses. So yeah, that's.
Yeah, that's true. It's Casey.
Thank you, Casey.
Mm-hmm. I changed that little part here to just is egregious because I like that. I think that just sounds more to the point.
Yep, that's good.
Okay. So we feel good now about this part of it. I just want to make sure that we had something to say about that specific use.
Someone added something in the chat.
Yeah, I think we've got it. I mean, we could wordsmith it forever, I think the message is there. So now let's go back to the bigger picture. Oh, and then let's also go to the end here because it needed a stronger end, and I didn't know how to end it. I added this sentence, but I don't know if that's a little bit too like melodramatic. And I don't know if that's like something we're willing to stick to, you know, or to say, like, so I just typed it out, but thoughts on how we end it?
Maybe instead of to us, like looking to your appointed bodies or something like that, or something more general that does designate our role. Yeah, maybe that's not the right language, but maybe you could get the sentiment.
Now you are looking to these advisory boards or our. Who has a thought?
I don't know, something about the phrase leverage this moment. I wonder if we can say that a different way.
Yeah, like how?
Maybe lead in this
moment. Sorry, Julie.
Oh, maybe we could just say we're looking to whatever to lead in this moment and we don't plan on letting you down.
To lead in this moment?
Yeah.
We hope this moment leads to much needed change, and we hope we can play a pivotal role in bringing about that change for you and with you. I don't know.
Wow. Well, I do say much needed change in the sentence before it. So,
oh, right. Sorry.
So we would like to thank you, our fellow farmers, for your input and support as we work together toward much needed change. We know that you are, I already forgot what you said, Andy, sorry.
Sorry, I'm reading Allie's comment.
Yeah, I'm looking at her too.
I actually like a combination of Samantha and Allie's comments. We need your voices and we're here to listen to them, and we'll do whatever it takes to neutralize the power structures that are abusing our BIPOC community.
I completely love the sentiment in Ellie's comment. I am a little cautious about us overpromising, just because, I mean, we are only an advisory body, and my only concern with that phrasing is that we may give an impression that there is more that we, like, can do than we actually can. I don't necessarily want to completely veto it, but maybe a tweak just to, you know, I want us to be accountable for what we're promising.
How about begin to address the problems inherent in our power structures that lead to
why don't we just take "we need your voices and we're here to listen to them" and put them before the statement about we know you are looking to our advisory boards, and just end it there.
"We need your voices, we're here to listen to them." And
oh, well, I think we can say, "and we don't plan on letting you down," or something.
Hey, FYI, Kristen Malone is in the chat.
Kristen!
Kristen.
Wait, where? Oh, there she is. Hi! okay, how is this now? Let me just take this out. What does that look like?
Hey, David. Taylor is also in as an attendee. I don't know if he should be promoted to a panelist.
So he's on the phone, so I cannot move him to the panelist, but he should be able to talk, so.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, how does this last paragraph look now? Possible for attainable?
Can I ask that we just have, that we take out the "and" before "we know you are looking to our advisory boards," and just make that the full last sentence? We'll put a period after "them."
Take out the "and," put a period after where?
After "them," say. Period after "them."
Oh, sorry.
Period. We know, yeah. New sentence. We know, yeah. "We don't plan on letting you down" is, maybe we can change that.
Yeah, I mean, it's strong. I don't know if that's something everyone's feels comfortable saying, but I don't know how to change it. What do you all think? And I like the suggestion of changing "possible" to "attainable," or just even anything that's, I don't know. What do you like "possible" to "attainable," or is there another word?
I like "attainable."
Yeah, I think attainable is fine. Sorry, I'm trying to scroll up in the chat and find it. We did lose the ending that we had had about Allie's initial comments. Can't find it. But I wonder if
the neutralize the.
Yeah, I wonder if taking sort of the spirit of that and adapting it into something that doesn't feel like overpromising, and then swapping that in where we've currently got "We don't plan on letting you down" might be a bit of a more contentful ending. If folks feel good about that.
Okay. I copied it down here just so we could see it.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And we're dedicated to making changes, is what someone says.
That could be a good connector phrase.
We know you are looking to our
budget. We can always phrase it as we will do everything in our power, right? Because that doesn't overpromise. And we will do everything in our power to address the structures that are contributing to,
To answer Portland Cop Watch's question, Allie is one of the attendees who's been posting comments in the chat. I did not mean Andy, but I can see how that was confusing. I'm sorry that I was just referring to an attendee by, you know, a first name very informally. But I don't think Allie's last name is posted. So I'm sorry for the confusion.
I think I did the same thing. Sorry.
Okay. I haven't seen this above. Is there an opportunity to ask for the community to gauge? Now, let me repost that link. So an opportunity here to ask the community to engage and help amplify the CRC's voice proposals. Okay. I know you're looking to our advisory boards in this moment. And we will do to lead in this moment. Everything in our power to address. We will have public comment before the vote. Mr. Hanneman has asked in the chat. What do y'all think about, is there an opportunity here to ask the community to engage and help amplify the CRC's voice proposals? I think we do say that here. I think that's what this paragraph is about. Do you all agree? Okay, cool. So let's finalize this, y'all. So we need your voices and we're here to listen to them. We know that you are looking to our advisory boards to lead in this moment, and we will do everything in our power to address the
power structures contribute to the oppression of BIPOC, the BIPOC community, and enables or inhibits police accountability.
Thanks, Sylvan.
Sorry, what was the rest? Enables, or no, that wasn't. I'm sorry, first part.
Structures that contribute to the oppression of the communities. Thank you for spelling it out. What did I say?
I think it was something to do with police accountability, but I can't remember what the verb you used was. I also could just be wrong.
I think it inhibits our ability to curtail, or no.
Yeah, inhibits police accountability. I think that's okay. That's probably pretty close.
That's great. Thank you.
Do we not mind if power is twice in the sentence. That's why I froze, because I was like, can I say it a different way? Or should it just say that?
I mean, it could just be the structures, right? Like, it doesn't have to be power structures.
Yeah.
I would say inhibits should just be inhibit for subject-verb agreement. I am sorry that I'm like this.
I love that you're, thank you for that.
Can I say systems instead of structures?
Yes.
Okay.
You see Kristen's comment saying, like, what is addressing power structures? Can you promise something more concrete? Recommend policy changes to the police commissioner or RPR and the city auditor as provided in city code provision.
Mm-hmm. I think if that specificity could be earlier on, I think it's a lot for the conclusion statement, I guess. But could it be addressed in that bullet point list?
Well, I was going to say, I feel like that could go here because this is kind of vague.
Yeah, I like that.
And I think we should say that. So, David, you want to hook us up with that city code?
Let me look it up.
So first, I think this last paragraph is good. Do we agree? Okay. Okay. And then let's address what Kristen is saying, because I agree. I think this paragraph is where that it needs to say that, because it's just a little too vague, in my opinion. Because I think the rest of the paragraphs seem to stand on their own. This one is who we are, what we do, naming what's happening and rejecting police brutality, talking about the protesters and ceasing the use of the force. This paragraph here, which talks about being an outlet for the community and naming those particular folks in our community that have lost their lives to the police, that were killed by the police, sorry, active voice. And let's see, because like here, we're like, our systems of accountability here in Portland are deeply flawed, but they can be changed. It's not by simply changing policy, we need a deep uprooting of our system and reimagining of the future. Our community can't afford business as usual, speak truth to power. See, this is where I'm like, this is where we can say more specific, because we just repeat this up here. And then this paragraph is just kind of more repeating that. You all see what I'm saying? And then here's the code.
It's line 3.
Okay. Okay, so let's think. And I'm doing a time check, it's 1:04. Let's really try to get this done in the next 10 minutes, okay?
I think our addition of the sentence that will reference the city code section could go maybe more easily in the where we go from here is complicated paragraph, because we do talk about some concrete steps there. We will strengthen our coordination with other community-based police accountability mechanisms. We will reform our work groups and tackle the problematic policies and directives, aligning blah, blah, blah. I think maybe if we put Ms. Malone's suggested sentence or a version of it with the city code reference, yes, right where your cursor is. Does that work for everybody? Does that seem to make sense?
Yeah, that seems like a natural place for it. Okay, and it can, I see the rhythm of this, it's very like, we will do this, we will do that, so is it like, we will use our powers as outlined in, bullshit, I'm just gonna type it and then we can fix it, we're gonna use our powers as outlined to right? Like, is that kind of where it needs to go?
I think so.
All right, help me out, y'all.
Hi there, this is Shayna. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. For some reason, the mute and mic and...
Oh, where'd she go?
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea what's happening here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I had a chance to read through this. My only concern is the intro paragraph talking about where we are. I know people who are within organizations will read this, but community, this is very dense, and I'm concerned that they're not going to read it. And I'm wondering if we can move, I think it's the paragraph above what's being worked on right now. Let me try to get into it. I can't figure out how this screen is working for me. So where it says we are the Citizen Review Committee, I'm wondering if we can just start with the second paragraph. We want to start off by naming what's happening, because I think setting the tone of what we are addressing, I think what I was hearing in our last meeting and right now is really about conveying the urgency and expressing the feelings in a very strong way. And so I would hate for that to get lost here, kind of in the density of the message.
And I agree that the message is dense. I would personally recommend deleting what I have highlighted here. Oh, shit. Because I think it's just repetitive, and I'm trying to cut out some of the repetition so it can be a little bit more powerful. Because I think we can afford to lose that chunk, I think. Because what we're doing in this next paragraph is where it's more specific. Mm-hmm. I like what you did there, Sylvan.
Oh, that's credit to Ms. Malone. I just typed it in.
Yep. Both Sylvan and Kristen. Dope. I like that paragraph now better. Again, because I think this part that I'm proposing deleting is a lot of what we're kind of saying here. Do we feel okay with that? I'm just trying to figure out what are the, like, what's the fluff we can cut out just straight. I think this paragraph is a lot stronger now. And then as far as what you're saying, Shayna, I totally agree. But I think that also the goal of this statement is to let people know what we even are, you know, and like that, I was trying to think in my head if I could like move that somewhere else, but I feel like, is that confusing? Or is it maybe we just need to take out this last sentence as the CRC, because if we're not going to introduce what we are, then that sentence becomes confusing. Does that make sense?
Sorry, let me unmute. Yes, it does make sense. However, I think my concern is that we have too many instances where, especially in our government bodies and our advocacy organizations, there is not a tone or language that comes off as if this is unacceptable. And I think a lot of people in the community are familiar with the CRC, and there is a feeling that it's not necessarily been empowered to be a voice for community in the way that community needs it, specifically if we're talking about Black folks, right? Because that's who's being targeted. And so because I'm a member of the Black community, I know how I would read this if I was not on this body. I know what people in my community are saying about the CRC and the language that's coming out from advisory committees and other government entities. And so what I'm saying is, if that's who we're trying to reach, in addition to all the other folks who are going to be reading this, who normally read this, right, then it needs to be conveyed in a manner that says, we're not okay with this. And that needs to be stated up front, not hidden in the body of the language. Because I think knowing who we are, we can say that in the next paragraph. because now we've got their attention.
What about we want to start off by naming what's happening across the country and strongly convey that we are not okay with it? Or it's like right at that something, not just naming what's happening, but saying, like, using that first paragraph at the outset to say it's not okay.
Like, what about this sentence here, moving it up? One I've highlighted. Like, what if I do that here?
Yeah, I think that could be the first line. I think we also saw there was an email exchange we had, and I'm sorry, I have to pull it up to see who made this point in the thread. I think it was Andy who said, at the outset of our statement, I would say we're calling on the PPB to cease the use of tear gas and other munitions on protesters. That force is not to be used against protesters in the absence of a threat. I mean, I think getting to exactly what the issue is, because otherwise we're getting caught up in the language. I mean, I think it's important to point out statues, but you got folks who are out here putting their lives on the line to protest this, and they need to know that there are people in their government offices who are not blind and deaf to what's happening. Yes, I see somebody wrote, just say the thing. Yeah, let's just say it, you know. We make it plain.
All right, so where am I saying it? What can you, are you in the doc and are you?
Yeah, I'm looking at what you're showing to us. So I think that, I don't know where you put that statement, but it was we reject, that part that said we reject. I think that needs to be the first statement, and the second statement is who we are.
Okay, so just putting this here?
Yeah. And I think everything else is important as well, but I just think we have to start strong based on our position. Too often it gets lost where people are coming from, and I don't get the sense from us that that's where we're coming from. We know what we are about and what we want to say, so let's just say it.
Should I name this out here?
Yeah, so say the Citizens Review Committee.
Yeah, yes.
Mentality.
Yeah.
So take out the as, the, and the we in the first sentence.
Citizens Review Committee rejects police report. Is that okay? Then should I say here we are an advisory board then?
Or the CRC is an advisory board.
I want to be mindful, some folks have a hard stop at 1:30 and we will still have to take public comment.
Yeah, true. Crap. Okay. I took this out. Is that okay? The sentence that it's just like, it's a lot.
I'm fine with this.
Okay. I'm taking that out. All right. So, how is this? What does this look like now?
I think it's good.
I think not just plagues our justice systems, but is impacting our citizens in Portland and through, you know, like, let's be specific. Let's not be general about just, you know.
Thank you, Jihan. Is that like that, Sheena?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if we want to say specifically our Black and Brown and immigrant community members, but I think, you know, just being clear that we know who's being targeted and what's happening. I think that, because that's what's happening, right?
Yeah. How else should we, so if we don't say community members, what should we replace it with?
Black and brown folks, Black and brown people in our community.
Well, yeah. But maybe just damages.
Or specifically?
Like, it doesn't just impact us. Impact is, and damages our community.
Mm-hmm.
specifically?
I see disproportionately impacts was contributed in the chat. The mentally ill are being targeted as well. So if we're looking at intersectional communities.
Systemic racism plagues our justice system and damages our community. I think it damages, I think I'm going to take and out. Damages our community and disproportionately impacts, targets, impacts. Yeah.
Allie in the thread said we should give community tasks, and so I asked Allie to clarify, and it was saying via emailing the mayor daily to not give extra funds to police, appeal to governor to change disciplinary tactics.
I think... at this point, that getting very detailed and in the weeds with what the asks are might have to be saved for our work groups, just because I'm worried that we might not have enough time to come to consensus as a committee about the things that we would be including very specifically. I know that we do have text in here that calls on, you know, citizen readers to join, you know, the work groups and inspire change is vague. That's all right. Keep up to date on accountability efforts, join our listserv. I think that may have to be enough for now, as we are running tight on time to get public comment in and get the statement, you know, voted to be approved.
Yeah, I think it says what it needs to say now, in my opinion. And we could wordsmith the heck out of it, but the message is here and we've got enough words, and I think we need to move forward.
Yeah.
Are we in
agreement? I really like everything else that was said. I read it thoroughly. I just felt the beginning, and I appreciate you allowing me to come in late. I didn't think I was going to be able to be here at all. So thank you for allowing me to jump in and contribute.
I'm glad you were. I think that makes it a stronger statement.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. We good? We're ready to open it for public comment. Yes? Okay. Let me start by asking for a motion. So can I have someone move to approve this statement? Because then opening the motion then opens it for public comment.
I move.
Sorry, Julie moves and Sylvan seconds?
Sure, yes.
Okay. So I think we've talked it out. Any last words, CRC? If not, we'll move on to the community. Okay, let me stop my share real quick. And let me grab the hands.
This is Taylor Snell. I just want to say thank you all for contributing. I'm on my phone, so I feel bad I'm not able to jump in there with the language, but I've been nodding along and agreeing with everything I'm hearing. So just wanted to say it. Thanks for getting in there and wordsmithing.
Thanks, Taylor. All right, I've got, I think this is Mr. Handelman.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. This is a very exciting document. I'm glad to see the CRC is able to move quickly. There's lots of times when work groups have taken years to produce a document or never finish a document, so I'm glad to see this coming out so quickly. I'm worried about the use of the word non-lethal. The police have used the word less lethal for years because those weapons kill people frequently, and a couple of people have just lost their eyes just in the last couple of days and with canisters. So I think you should change to less, well, not non-lethal. It's probably not worth adding at this point because I know you've been debating a lot, but the IPR's online data, and not their annual report, but their online data show that no use of force allegations were sustained last year. So there were only 17 sustained between 2011 and last year, and there were 4 years where zero were sustained. And there's a lot more I can say about that, but I think it's of great concern that you're looking at all this part about police misconduct and how people are being harmed, but it's very rare that officers are found out of policy for using force. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Handelman. All right, I've got Kristen Malone, and you are up.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for inviting me and sorry to join late. And thank you for doing this work. It's so important. And I love you all, even the ones I haven't met. I would like to say just a little, well, certainly to echo Dan's comment about Dan Handelman's comment about getting this out quickly. I know that's been a huge challenge for the CRC in the past. And I'm so impressed with the way this came together and the way this is moving forward. The only thing that I wanted to say about the statement, which is incredible, is this is who the CRC part at the end of the first paragraph seems weird to me. It's either informational, which I feel like should live in a footnote, but if it's gonna live there, like I felt like it was supposed to end with something that says we need to do better. You know, we are the CRC, we're here, we've been here, we're trying to hold the police accountable, and so I think that either it's a footnote that's filling people in, or it's taking some responsibility for how CRC has needed to step into the breach and needs to know.
Thank you, Kristen. You're saying adding to the last paragraph, is that what you meant?
The first paragraph.
Oh, the first paragraph. Okay. Yeah, can you just tell me real quick again which part you meant? This is
Sorry, let me toggle back over to the document. So it says, you know, we reject all of this stuff. And then it says, by the way, we're an advisory body and we're diverse and we're appointed by a city council to help improve all of the things that people are angry about. We can do better. That's maybe the forward sentence I would add to the end of that paragraph.
Mm-hmm. I had put we can and must do better at the end because I thought that's what you were saying at the end. I just moved it up to the top. Cool. Does that make sense?
You're good with it. I think that's an important thing to say, but this is your statement. And that's
just my No, opinion. I agree. I think it's powerful. Okay. Thank you, Kristen. Thanks. Anything else, Kristen? No? Let me, Brian Carlin, you are up.
Yes, thank you. My name is Brian Carlin, and I like your statement, except I feel that you definitely have the power to urge action by the city council. And rather than going hat in hand to the police department and urging they do something for you, why don't you urge the political leadership to pass immediate legislation to outlaw the use of these non-lethal weapons that you disapprove of? That's all.
Thank you, Brian. Next I have Samantha, you are up.
Hi, this is Samantha Silverman again. I want to thank you guys so much for putting this together. This looks so good. I appreciate so much that it does take a hard stance and it's not like wishy-washy in the language. I appreciate that there are actual action items too, like join our listserv, get involved, like here's what our options are. I think that's awesome. I definitely agree with Brian's comments that you could probably put a call out to city council for this, because a lot of this message is we want to do this for you, this is what we can do, but you're also an advisory board. At the end of the day, it is really on city council to take action and do the right thing. So I think that this is really powerful. This is a really great statement, and I appreciate the work that you all are putting on in it, but also your community members putting the work in on it. Where are our actual elected officials? Where are they in this whole conversation? Pretty much silent right now. I think calling out Mayor Ted Wheeler would be pretty strong too, because he has been listening to testimony about these things for how long now, and nothing's changed. So I agree with Brian's comments. I'm sure that's probably gonna change the statement a lot and probably will take some time. So I think it's really strong where it is now, but keeping in mind too that you guys are doing amazing work, and at the end of the day, it's up to the actual officials to take your work and make something happen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sam. Regina Hannon, Regina Hannon, you're up.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Regina Hannon, Portland Cop Watch. And your statement is great, and I strongly support it. At the very end.
Oh, you went out, Regina.
Pardon?
Oh, go ahead.
That you reference Black, Indigenous, and other people of color. I am very concerned about people in Portland who are houseless. There was an article in the Oregonian today that indicated that the fumes and the tear gas is wafting over to people who are living on the streets in their tents. There was an inane statement by the police bureau saying, well, that was the wind direction. Well, rather than being concerned about the wind direction, they should stop doing what they're doing and using tear gas on people. So I don't know if you would feel like putting in the houseless in the very last paragraph of your statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Regina. Regina was our last person on the list to speak. So real quick, CRC, can we address the last couple things brought up by public commenters?
I'd like to address the last comment about the houselessness and go back to my previous comment about intersectionality. So I don't see a difference between Black, Indigenous, POC being houseless or being in a home. These are vulnerable people regardless of where they're living. And so I think by representing and speaking to the harm that is coming to BIPOC communities, we're automatically speaking to all of the areas and spaces that they occupy. I mean, we can certainly address the intersectionality, but I don't want people to assume. Sometimes I think when we talk about houseless communities, it does not incorporate BIPOC people. And that is my concern. If we say BIPOC and houseless, BIPOC and mentally ill, because you can be BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, person of color, and be houseless, be mentally ill. Check all those boxes and you're still getting messed with. So it, in my mind, it's not differentiated. It is all in there, all inclusive.
I have a possible proposal. I might feel strange that like if we were pulling focus from the BIPOC community to add anything else in the final sentence, but I can make a real quick suggested edit that incorporates Ms. Hannon's comments about the houseless community to the very end of the first page where we talk about the tear gas. You know, I'll do it right now. See how folks feel about this.
While you're doing that, we are going to change the non-lethal to less lethal.
I changed it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
As well as impacts the houseless community. Does everybody see that? The use of tear gas, which affects the respiratory system, though subject to it during a global pandemic, is egregious and puts people's lives in danger for exercising their First Amendment rights, as well as impacts the houseless community.
Impacts might not even be strong enough language. I just wanted to get something on the page.
Thoughts, folks? We are at 129.
I think it looks fine to me.
Should I say endangers instead of impacts?
I think endangers works, and I am gonna have to leave, so I don't know if you wanna try and see this in a vote like right now, or I think you have quorum anyway, so I could also just log off.
Yeah, I need
endangers.
I need to go too.
Endangers, yes?
Yes.
We're good? Yes. Okay, I'm approving it, and we're voting. We're ready to vote? All right, so. I'm going to call Jihan, you first.
I support the statement. I vote yes.
Julie.
Yes, and thanks for all the work everyone put into it.
Adam.
Enthusiastic, yes. Thank you.
Okay, Sylvan.
Yes.
Shayna. Oh, you can't vote yet, but I know you vote yes.
I'm abstaining, but I agree, and I appreciate all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into this. Thank you.
Vadim?
Yes. Good work, everybody.
Taylor?
Yes, thanks everyone.
And I vote yes. So with a vote of 7-0, we have approved this statement. Congratulations. Thank you, everybody. I know folks are needing to hop off. That's okay if you do, go ahead. I just will say a couple more things as we close. One, I will send an email follow up and talk about assignments of people to commissioners. And two, I wanted to talk about the police contract. I know we weren't able to, but I'm going to figure out how to just bring it up to you all via email and figure out how we can do something about that in the next coming weeks. Okay?
Hey, Candace.
Oh, Andy, I didn't see Andy was still on the call. Sorry, one second. Andy, I didn't see you were on the call still, and did you want to vote?
Andy has a comment in the chat. No audio capability, but votes yes.
Okay, cool. And go ahead, Adam.
What's the process on getting this distributed?
So, David, is this something we can send out via email today?
Yep.
Okay. I'll work with David to get it sent out.
Great. Thank you.
And then, the last thing I wanted to say is I had a conversation with IPR in the over email about social media. And essentially what they've said is if we want to do that, we can do it and figure out the system. Do we feel okay with making a Facebook page to start? Yes? Okay. I will make that and then we can talk about that later, but I'm just going to go ahead and make it and we'll figure out the details later. Okay. That's all for today. Thank you so much for coming together for this emergency meeting. Thank you to the public for joining us and offering your awesome thoughts and recommendations. They are much appreciated. Please, again, stay in touch with us as we are going to continue to make calls to action in the coming weeks. And join our Facebook group soon that I will make so you can stay involved. Thank you, everybody. Call this meeting end at 1:33. Bye. David, stay on the line. Just want to make sure, David.
I'm gonna remove people.
Candace, I emailed you about the something that I think Ross was talking to that KGW person about.
Yes.
There was a bill that was introduced by Representative Fredericks last session that passed in the Senate but got stalled because of the walkout that has to do with arbitration. I think that's what Ross was trying to talk to him about. You can just read your email because I'm going to go on mute.
I see that. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And I sent you all the email to let you know that I'm going to talk with Pat in 10 minutes. Is that okay? You know, he basically just wanted me to follow up because there were parts of things that Ross said that he couldn't get audio. And he's just asking me about the police contract. And I mean, honestly, I don't know. I'll do my best to answer it. I mean, there's not much that I know, honestly, right now. Is there any advice you could give me on other things I should try to say? Because the one thing that Pat specifically brought up was that Ross had talked about how it's difficult to fire officers because the final decisions on discipline get made by an
arbitrator.
Sorry, I was like, what's the word?
sorry I got cut off, but the bill was about that. It was if the agency uses a discipline guide to decide that, then an arbitrator couldn't overturn it. So it had the support of the city, which means both us and PPB agreed.
Having a